Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Hakim has stated in various places that focus yourselves and hasten towards goodness and good deeds. Run towards good deeds and attain good deeds, implement good deeds. In reality, this dunya that we're living in is a darul amal. It is a place of action. And the akhirah is the darul ajr, which is the place of reward. And what we need to do, what we need to consider, is that every moment, every second, we should be earning some sort of good deed, a reward for practicing a good deed. We should be implementing some sort of good deed. And there'll be such brilliant reward in the hereafter for implementing good deeds that one good deed we will be severely dependent on in the hereafter, that good deed that will take us into paradise. And that one good deed, if we don't attain it, if we don't implement it in the world, we'll be running around in the hereafter asking others to give us their deeds and they won't give us the deeds. And today, on every footstep, Allah has given us an opportunity to implement good deeds. Allah has opened the doors and all we need to do is focus our minds, present our minds towards Allah, and there will be no moment or second in which we won't be implementing a good deed and attaining reward. Such opportunities, means Allah Ta'ala has given to us, such moments come in our lives, then we waste those moments and opportunities. Okay, that's fine that, for example, there are great actions through which we can attain reward. Salah, Ramadan came, we prayed special prayer in Ramadan. These are big opportunities, but despite this, it doesn't just mean that we just rely on these moments that Ramadan's gone, we've relied on Ramadan and have attained a lot of rewards. And tomorrow when I go to the Akhirah, then I will regret immensely. We will regret immensely that Allah Ta'ala gave us such a great opportunity to earn and we wasted those opportunities. So every moment, every second, the human being should have fikr and worry. One, let's take a small scale of deed, small amal. For example, Allah Ta'ala gives somebody 5 times a day, more than that, to pray Salah. And when we pray Salah, we do wudu, ablution, wash our bodies before prayer. And just by doing wudu, we can earn good deeds. Imagine, okay, fair enough, we're doing wudu because because we have to pray Salah. But there's a machine that is running, a motor that's running all the time, which gives us opportunity to do good deeds. Allah has given us a more of an opportunity in this amal. So many opportunities in this one amal of wudu that you can attain mountains of rewards in Jannah by doing wudu. Okay, if we've done wudu, right, we have to pray Salah, so I have to do wudu for that. So through the action of wudu, Allah opens many doors. Ashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Allah says that if you just say it after wudu, ashhadu la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, and you look towards the heavens and say this kalima, the 8 doors of paradise are opened. How many doors? The 8 doors of paradise. This is hadith. How long did it take? But very few people do this. Very few. It's not that we don't want to do it, but because inside us there's something that's, you know, we've suppressed our senses of earning good deeds, implementing good deeds and getting reward. We need to make money. We need to amass for thereafter. But shaitan makes us think that I'm just going for Salah and that's enough for me. I don't need to do anything else. So never should we just think that I fulfilled my objective after doing wudu. Stop. That I haven't even finished this action yet. And through this action of wudu, I can earn so much. And I should have a habit of this. That look, many of us, and I'm with you, we're all involved in this. We're all to blame. We forget. We forget that I haven't recited this kalima. It's a small kalima. Small kalima. Recitation. And when we finish wudu, we have to recite this before we finish. Allah says, I will open the 8 doors of paradise for you. 8 doors of paradise. And another kalima alongside this is stated in hadith. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Subhanallah. This kalima. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. It's a short kalima. Small recitation, prayer. But just recite this. And then see how much you're amassing on top of doing wudu. You recite this kalima, what happens? That this reward for the reward for this kalima is ajeeb, unique. You'll have heard this from the scholars, the respectful scholars, and I'm just reminding us of this. Is that how much reward is there for reciting this? Don't take what I'm saying badly. Many people have done wudu and sat down, but nobody will have recited this kalima. What a great opportunity we've wasted. Just let it run into the drain. And this wudu will not come back. The wudu we've just performed, will it come back? It's gone. Can the wudu you've done come back? No. But that reward that was there for the taking is gone. It's stated that when the servant of Allah recites this kalima after doing wudu, then Allah Ta'ala has apportioned angels, and immediately they take that kalima recitation and they enclose that kalima in an envelope. They seal that kalima in envelope. Soon as you recite that kalima, Allah Ta'ala tells the angels, those angels seal that kalima in the envelope, and then after that, a nurani, an illuminated seal is placed on the envelope. Why? Because it's been stated that such a great kalima has made, Allah Ta'ala has made us recite after wudu. And what's it stated is that if you recited this word wudu, then you would get that reward. But Allah has given such a nurani connection that after that, there's so much power in this kalima. Allah says, you can understand that what have you just said here? It's so valuable that shayateen and normal shaitan and evil forces, Allah saves us from them, protects us. Allah says that I've sealed this kalima in an envelope, special envelope. And after sealing this kalima, I've applied the seal to that envelope. The seal is totally protected. Your recitation is a big treasure for you. And it's stated that in that moment when that individual will go to the hereafter, then that seal will be broken and the envelope will be open, and it will be shown to the individual that how much thawab was waiting for you, or is waiting for you, on reciting this kalima. Imagine this. Think about this. We'll forget that we recited this. We'll be waiting for the next one. So Allah is so kareem, merciful. So many opportunities Allah has given to us to attain His rahmah. We should never forget this kalima. Wherever you do wudu, and even whatever wudu it is, recite this. And if 5 times a day you've done wudu in the day with the fadl of Allah, and 5 times you recite this from Fajr until Isha, then tell me how many envelopes you will have collected. 5 or more. How valuable. Now 5. Now Allah give us long life, 70, 80 years. And you count those envelopes that you've collected. How many envelopes will be gathered together? Allah's rahmah is very extensive, my friends. It doesn't matter how many amal we do, but Allah has given us many more than that opportunities to earn. So we should pay attention. This is not some minor thing. Don't think, oh, this is worthless, I don't need to. This is wudu and the great amal that we've earned with the fadl of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says that the amal that you're going for, the initiation of the amal salah, is that I am gathering your deeds, I like this action, so why won't I then accept that big deed you're about to do, that it culminates in the big deed? And then alhamdulillah, that broken down salah that we pray, Allah will inshallah accept that as well. Is this, my brothers, we should try and make effort on this amal. Definitely we should try, me and you, that after doing wudu we should be alert, we should be awake. There are many other kalamat, but if we remember these two, then it's a great deed. Otherwise, in many other hadith, there are kalamat that during wudu, there are du'as and prayers, and after wudu, a person should be, he's purified. So if we remember these two kalamat, that we should grab hold of them firmly, recite them, and 8 doors of Jannah open for one kalima, and the other kalima you'll get an envelope which is sealed, in which it will be such a big reward that Allah Ta'ala will show to us in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do amal on this. Ameen.